This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, flying across the Atlantic 20 feet above the waves. But first, now that the Bush administration has won congressional authorization for possible military action against Iraq, it is turning to the United Nations. President Bush says the congressional vote tells the world and the UN Security Council that the threat of Iraq must be confronted fully and finally. But the United States and Britain are having trouble convincing several pivotal members of the Security Council to approve a new resolution on Iraq. The resolution would enhance the powers of UN inspectors trying to examine Iraq's weapons programs and specify consequences for Iraq's failure to comply. Jeffrey Laurenti is Executive Director of Policy Studies at the United Nations Association of the United States. He joins us from Trenton, New Jersey. Mr. Laurenti, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be with you, Scott.
And do you see the passage of the resolution in the U.S. Congress as in any way furnishing leverage for the U.S. and British position in the Security Council?
Well, there was already a clear sense that the Americans were going to be able to mobilize use of force and get the congressional support. The issue for the French and the Russians and the others remains that they do not want to write a blank check to the Bush administration to launch a war. They either want to ensure that there is a second chance for the UN to decide whether force is really called for, or leave that altogether for a later stage.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything in your judgment that would, anything obvious, that would change the Russian or French position?
Well, the Russians and the French have already moved substantially towards Washington's view on strengthening the inspections regime, on making it tougher, not having to give prior notice for inspecting certain sites. That's why the Iraqis now are beginning to move even on the presidential palaces.
Let's explain that, if you don't mind me interjecting for a moment, because there's been an announcement today out of Baghdad. I guess the vice president of Iraq has, or one of the vice presidents of Iraq has announced that UN inspectors, in fact, will be permitted to go to the presidential palaces, which have long been suspected of not just being a place where Saddam Hussein stores his shoes, but where, in fact, they might have weapons under development.
The Iraqis have long been adamant on this. This was one of the major issues in the 1998-99 breakdown between the U.S. and its allies on the Security Council and those who thought that that Iraqis had some legitimate concerns about so-called sovereignty. Mm-hmm. And on this, the Russians and the French appear to be moving, and this is why the Iraqis, realizing that they cannot continue to be defined of inspections if the regime is going to be changed, regardless of what they want, feel that they have to put all their eggs in the basket of preventing a resolution authorizing the Americans to go to war at their say-so.
Mr. Laurenti, do you see the UN Security Council coming to a resolution this week, next couple of weeks?
There is a very good chance that you could have agreement on a resolution within the coming week. I mean, the real issue is going to be the degree to which the French and the Russians are prepared to move to signal that they a commitment to be ready to vote for force if the Iraqis obstruct inspections. They don't know what the Bush administration might really be willing to use force for, and they want to be part of a decision on actually triggering it and not letting an American finger on the trigger shoot at whatever incident the U.S. government chooses to seize on to launch a war for much wider purposes.
Jeffrey Laurenti is Executive Director of Policy Studies at the United Nations Association of the United States. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.